妹们问候在 Houston 主里的各位弟兄姊妹。
And I'd also like to bring the greetings from the brothers and sisters in California.
如果我没有记错的话，我上一次主日在这里跟大家分享，好像是20年前。
If I remember correctly, the last time that I shared with brothers and sisters on a Sunday morning was about 20 years ago.
去年我有机会跟魏弟兄通电话，魏弟兄跟我讲了两句话，教会里面很受责备。
Last year, I had a phone call with Brother Wei, and he spoke two things to me which really convicted or rebuked me.
他说，为什么你这么多年怎么还看我们？
Why is it that you have not come for so many years to visit us?
哎呀，老人家这句话在我里面有个很深的感觉，我觉得我应该好好的悔改。
And so, because this is the words of the elder, I had a very deep impression that I needed to repent.
所以我就说我明年一定来。
And so I said, next year I will come.
所以我现在就在这里。
And so I am here.
或者我再多讲两句。
And let me just say a few more phrases.
这个我记得我头一次听魏弟兄讲道的时候。
I remember the very first time that I heard Brother Wei speak.
是我还在念大学本科的时候。
And it was when I was still studying in college.
我还记得我们的弟兄跟我们讲什么。
I still remember what our brother shared.
就是讲犹大书二十章。犹大书二十节二十一节
And it was the book of Jude Verse 20 and 21
他说亲爱的弟兄啊你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己在圣灵里祷告保守自己常在神的爱中仰望我们的主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生
It says But you beloved Building yourselves up on your most holy faith Praying in the Holy Spirit Keep yourselves in the love of GodWaiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
生命的话，生命的供应，一直的在我里面有很深的印象。
The words of life and His provision in this word has always been with me.
我们实在感谢主，虽然我们今天在不同的地方，我们在那里聚会为主做见证。
And so even though we are in different places and we are gathering, bearing His testimony,
或者我们不是常在一起聚集
or even if we do not gather together very often
但是我们在一个生命的里面我们在一个身体的里面这个感觉是非常的亲切非常的深刻
but we have a very deep and intimate feeling as we gather together in one life and in one body
所以我们实在说愿意我们在各处的弟兄姊妹虽然我们不是常在一起但是我们都在一个身体的里面这一个身体的感觉这一个身体的实际实在是主给我们的一个最宝贝的一个看见
And so we really thank the Lord even though we do not gather together very often but this one being in the body this reality is something that he has revealed to us and it is incredibly precious
所以我们早上能够跟大家在这里一起聚会实在里面充满了喜乐充满了
And so as I can gather with all of you this morning, I am filled with thanksgiving and filled with joy.
对早上跟大家分享约翰福音十四章我们一段很熟悉的话。
And so this morning, I'd like to share with you from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, a very familiar passage.
约翰福音十四章我们从第一节我们读到第六节。
Let us read chapter 14 of the Gospel according to John, verses 1 through 6.
约翰福音十四章第一节到第六节。
John 14, 1 through 6.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去，原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道。那条路，你们也知道。多马对他说：“主啊， 我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我们再看同一章的十二节到十五节。
We'll read from the same chapter, verse 12 through 15.
十二节，我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
十四章一开始，主就对门徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
At the very beginning of chapter 14, the Lord speaks to his disciples, Do not be troubled or do not be sad.
我不知道今天你们有没有忧愁。
Today, I don't know if you are sad in any way.
当我年轻的时候，我不懂得什么叫做忧愁。
When I was young, I did not know what it meant to be troubled.
现在呢，我年过六十啊，就发现，如果真是要忧愁，好像有很多事应该忧愁。
And now my age is past 60, I feel that there are many things that I could be troubled about.
但是呢，好像我们也不是很忧愁。
But at the same time, it seems as if we are not troubled.
因为我们实在在主的里面，主给我们有很多的恩典。
Because in the Lord, he has given us so much grace.
但是我也的确看到许多弟兄姊妹，他们也还是为了很多事情忧愁。
But I do see that there are many brothers and sisters, they are troubled about many things.
我不知道你有没有为了你们的孩子忧愁啊。
I don't know if you are troubled because of your children.
或者为了你的身体这个出个毛病，这个皱纹太多了忧愁。
Or because of your health, your body, if you have too many wrinkles, that you are troubled because of that.
年轻人呢，可能是为了排队买不到他喜欢那双的球鞋忧愁了。
Or perhaps young people, they were not able to buy that pair of shoes that they wanted. They stood in line for such a long time and they are troubled.
但是我们在这里看到这些门徒们忧愁，的确是有，好像是很真实的原因啊。
But we do see that the disciples here, they really had a reason to be troubled.
是因为在他们跟随主的路上，他们看不到路，所以他们忧愁。
Because as they followed the Lord, they could not see the way, and so they were troubled.
我不知道弟兄姊妹。今天我们为很多属地的事情忧愁，为自己的事情忧愁，有没有因着一些属灵的事情，好像我们有一点忧愁
？And so, brothers and sisters, while today we have trouble in this world regarding the things of the world or ourselves, are we also troubled about spiritual things?
我实在看到这些门徒们，起码他就在十三章后面，就有两件很大的事情叫他们非忧愁不可。
I see that there are at least two things that trouble the disciples at the end of chapter 13.
在十三章三十六节，西门彼得就问耶稣说：“主啊，你要往哪里去啊？”耶稣回答说：“我所去的地方，你们现在不能跟我去。”
Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later."
你看到主说：“我现在要离开你们了。”门徒，你们就开始忧愁。
The Lord Jesus, he spoke to his disciples, I'm going to leave you. And so the disciples were sad and troubled.
我们有没有感到，如果当我们来到聚会里面，我们没有听到神的话，我们不觉得主的同在，我们里面有没有觉得忧愁？
Do we have the sense of being sad and troubled if we do not meet the Lord in His presence as we gather together?
尤其是这些门徒们，他们撇下一切，跟随主已经三年了。现在主说，我要离开你们，我要去，而且我去的地方你们现在不能去。
Especially for these disciples, they have left everything behind and have followed Him for 3 years already. And now He says that I am going to go. You cannot follow Me now, but you will follow later.
我实在觉得这些门徒们，他们忧愁啊，是有很正正当当的原因啊，不跟我们的忧愁一样。
That these disciples that they had a true reason to be troubled.
还有一个原因。
Another reason.
又给他们更大的忧愁。
They had another reason to be even more troubled and sad.
然后37节，彼得就说：“主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命啊。”
In verse 37, chapter 13, Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you.
38节，耶稣说，你愿意为我舍命吗？我实实在在地告诉你，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
Jesus answered, this is verse 38, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times.
你看到门徒，我觉得他们实在应该忧愁。
I do feel that the disciples had a reason to be troubled.
他们的主，他们的夫子要离开他们。
Their Lord was going to, and their master was going to leave them.
然后呢，彼得呀，他们这个应该是大师兄啊。主说，鸡叫之前你要三次不认我。哎呀，主走了。哎呀，本来还有一个这个大师师傅会帮忙，结果他也要失败了，那我们真是没有办法不忧愁。
And now there is Peter. Peter among the disciples, he was like their elder brother. Now the Lord was saying that the elder brother, Peter, was going to deny him three times. Now of course, because of that, they had a reason to be troubled and sad.
所以当十四章一开始，主就跟门徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
And so at the very beginning of chapter 14, the Lord says, do not let your heart be troubled.
怎么能够不忧愁呢？
How can you not be troubled?
他说，你们信神也当信我。
He says, believe in God, believe also in me.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候好像主把我们带到一些难处的里面，好像叫我们心中好像有一点的幽暗。
There are times when it seems like the Lord is bringing us into situations where we are troubled.
但是主要把我们从眼见带到信心里。
But the Lord wants to bring us from things which are visible into faith.
主要把我们带到从属地的事情，把我们的心思带到属天的上面去。
He wants to bring us from earthly things into heaven.
他说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，我在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我又去为你们预备个地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，你们也要在哪里啊。
And then so Jesus says, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going.
我一来到 Houston 呢，我就觉得这是一个很温暖的地方。
As soon as I arrived in Houston, I felt like this was a very warm place.
我来到聚会里面呢，看到弟兄姊妹，我就觉得更温暖。
And so when I come to the gathering, I see brothers and sisters, I feel like it is even more warm.
看到这么多弟兄姊妹在一起，满有主的同在，我们实在觉得这里实在是好。
And so as I see so many brothers and sisters gathered here, I feel it is so good to be here.
但是主的眼睛有的时候给我们有一些的难处，叫我们不光光看，我们眼睛看到的。
But the Lord does give us some things sometimes so that we would not only see the things which are visible.
主很多时候把我们带到一些艰难的里面，叫我们的眼睛 从地转向天。
The Lord does bring us into circumstances so that eyes would turn from earth into heaven.
而且我们跟随主，很多时候我们都是觉得，哦，看到弟兄姊妹，哦，经历做美好的见证。我们看到主的祝福，我们非常欢喜快乐。
And so sometimes as we hear brothers and sisters as they give their testimonies, we hear it and our hearts are filled with joy.
但是你知道，主给我们一些地上的祝福，这只不过是叫我们先尝一尝主恩典的滋味。
And so as God blesses us, some of these blessings are only for us to just taste of His goodness.
真正的祝福是属天的，是属是今天我们在信心的里面来摸得到的。
True blessing is spiritual, is heavenly, is what you can feel and taste in the spirit.
所以我们就看到主，要借着一些的环境、一些的难处，把我们从眼界更深的带到信的里面。
And so through experiences, the Lord is bringing us through the things which are seen into faith.
我们感谢主，我们在这里。有年长的弟兄服侍我们，也有年轻的同工一起来帮助我们。
We thank the Lord that there are some elderly brothers who, and also younger ones who are serving together to help us.
在我们聚会的地方，我们也有年长的弟兄帮助我们，我们也很宝贵哈。
And so in the place where I gather, yes, we also have an elderly brother who helps us, and we truly treasure him.
哦，但是有一天，两年以前，我们年长的弟兄。在讲道的过程里面晕倒在讲台上，然后救护车把他送到医院去，我们就开始忧愁。
But one day while he was preaching on the pulpit, he fell unconscious, and so the ambulance had to take him away to the hospital, and so obviously all of us, we began to be troubled.
弟兄姊妹都很爱护这些年长的同工们，所以这个电话就从全世界就打来了。
And so many brothers and sisters
就关心我们的弟兄，
because they really love and care for our elderly brother, many, many phone calls from all over the world started to come in because of their care for him.
大家知道我讲的是王国显弟兄啊，他也来过你们当中，结果这个电话不敢打到他家，都打到我家来。
And so you know that this is elderly brother Wang. And so because there are so many phone calls, instead of going to his home, they all came to my home.
那大家都很关心他，就好像有一点忧愁。
Everybody cared for him, and we see that in brothers and sisters' hearts, they were sad and troubled.
当我到医院去看望我们的弟兄啊，他一点忧愁都没有。
But when I went to visit my elderly brother at the hospital, he was not sad at all.
非常喜乐，非常平安。
He was full of joy, full of peace.
他说：“你们不要紧张，我没有事情。”
He says, "Don't worry, there's nothing wrong with me."
他说呢，我要做这个test, 那个 test, 做一大堆检查。他说：“我知道我没事，我是为了你们才答应他们去做的。”
He says, "I know I have to go through this test and that test, but don't worry. I know there's nothing wrong. I only agree because they told me to do it."
因为大家都怕他心脏出问题，结果他不是心脏出问题，因为他肾脏出问题，贫血而产生，一下子晕倒了。
Actually, we all thought that perhaps he had a heart condition, but it wasn't so. Basically, he became anemic and he fainted.
然后他又告诉我一件事，很笑得很开心地告诉我。
And then he told me something else, and he smiled and he laughed as he said it.
他说我又想了。
And he says, I thought about it.
在讲台上一晕倒，就去见主了，这也挺好的。
That I thought about it, that if I fainted and passed out while speaking, while preaching, and I go and meet the Lord, that would be so great.
那正好那天晚上有一个姊妹从香港打电话来，她的公公也是传道人，在上海。
And that night, there was a sister who also called, and her father-in-law, he was also a preacher who ministered in China.
我就告诉他王弟兄讲的这些话。
And so I told her the few things that Brother Wang had said.
是啊，我的公公也是这样啊。他们这些传道人呢，就希望死在讲台上。
And she said, "Yes, it's the same for my father-in-law because for those who preach, they want to die on the pulpit."
但是我看到，不是他们愿意死在讲台上。
But it's not that they're willing to die on the pulpit.
但是我实在看到这些弟兄们，他们死对于他们来讲一点忧愁都没有。
But I find that to these brothers, for them to die, there is no sadness whatsoever.
他们实在说这样一下子就去见主啊， 那实在是好啊，好的无比啊。
That for them to go and see the Lord, to pass away, it is good beyond any measure.
今天我们在这里听一听好像很好笑。
As we hear it today, it seems laughable.
但是你真是要死的时候，我不知道你忧不忧愁。
But if you were truly to die, would you be sad and troubled?
今天如果我们连死都不怕，我们还有什么事情能够叫我们忧愁呢？
If today death cannot cause you to be sad, what can cause you to be troubled?
我们实在看到这些弟兄们，他们实在是好像人说视死如归啊，是归到天家，归到父那里去，是好得无比啊。
We see for these elderly brothers, for them, if they are to die, they return home. Yes, they return to their heavenly home, and it is so good beyond any comparison.
所以今天我们在地上有的时候一些的难处，一些的忧愁，弟兄姊妹，是把我们带到父的那里去，把我们带离这个属地，带到属天，把我们从眼见带到信心里面去。
And so, yes, today if we go through difficulties, it is to bring us from the earthly into the heavenly, from the things which are seen into the things that are of faith.
所以很多时候我们忧愁是因为我们觉得没有路，看不到前面的路怎么走，所以我们忧愁，是不是？
Oftentimes we are troubled and sad. Is it because that we cannot see the way we are to go upon?
但是主在这里对这些门徒说，
But the Lord says to his disciples,
说我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
He says that you know the way where I am going.
然后第五节多马就很诚实了，他马上就对说
then,
说主啊，我不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
Thomas here, he's very honest. He says to the Lord, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?
然后我们觉得多马很可爱。
We feel that Thomas is very
他一点面子都不给主留。
He said, Thomas, he is very straightforward.
主明明说你们知道我往哪里去，那条路你们也知道，但是多马说马上说我不知道你往哪去，你看我也不知道。
And the Lord says that you know where I'm going and you know the way. But Thomas immediately says, no, I don't know.
哦，我觉得他很诚实。在我们当中，有的人呢，讲道，你讲了半天，他不知道讲什么，他还一直就说说阿门，阿门。
Thomas is very different from us. For some of us, we're so courteous. A person can preach for a long time, we keep nodding our heads and saying amen and amen when we really don't know what he's talking about.
啊，那有的时候呢，我读到这句话，我也很得安慰。
And so sometimes when I read this passage, I'm very comforted.
因为我刚刚讲到很用九牛二虎之力啊，拼命的把这个道讲清楚。结果呢，讲完以后，马上弟兄姊妹就问我刚刚讲过的问题。
Because sometimes if I'm preaching and I preach with all my effort and energy, as soon as I'm done, immediately somebody would say, "I don't know what you just talked about."
我说我这道真是讲的失败。
And I
讲了半天，他们都不知道我讲什么。
And I say that my message, I have failed. Nobody understood what I
was
trying to say.
这些圣经我就得安慰了。
And so when I read this passage, I'm comforted.
我说主讲完的道，这多马都不明白，所以有人不明白啊，应该是OK.
that even the message the Lord Jesus gave that Thomas could not understand. So if my messages are not understood, that's okay too.
主在这里告诉我们说，那条路你们也知道。
The Lord says, "You know the way."
因为他告诉他们什么呢？
Because what is this way?
他说我就是那条路。
Because he says, I am the way.
我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
弟兄姊妹，今天这些门徒们，他们三年多之久跟着主，主行了那么多神迹奇事，给了他那么多的教训。是告诉他们什么呢？
After all these 3 years, after all the teaching and all the following after the Lord, what was it all for?
他行的这些神迹，不是叫他们吃，肚子不饿，可以吃，有饼吃饱而已。
After all these miracles, it wasn't merely so that their stomachs may be filled with bread and fish.
他叫死人复活，为的是特别，你看主在福音书里面所行的神迹啊，都是行在门徒的跟前。
After all these miracles, such as raising the dead back to life, it was done not just to share the gospel, but it was in front of the disciples.
他所做的不光是为了做这些事情。
All that he did and said, it wasn't merely just to do them.
他不光是解决人在地上的那个时代那群一些的问题。
It wasn't merely just to solve some of the problems during that generation.
他要透过他所行的 跟他所说的，叫他的门徒能够认识他是谁。
But it was through those things that he did and said, so that through those things, the disciples can come to know who he is.
他就叫这些门徒们能够认识他是道路，是真理，是生命。
But it was so that the disciples would come to know that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
那条路，所以他们是真真正正应该知道的。
So yes, truly, they should have known this way.
所以今天我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通，就是我们要知道主就是道路。
So today, I want to share with brothers and sisters that Jesus is the way.
而且我们知道主要把我们带这条路，把我们带到哪里去，是带到目的地的，是带到父的那里去。
And that the Lord is bringing us to a place, and that place is to the Father.
我们都知道，当我们跟随主，走这条跟随主的道路的时候，这条路是一条窄路。
We know that as we follow the Lord upon this way, we know that it is a very narrow way.
大概三年前，三年多前，我在新加坡，新加坡听 Dana 弟兄讲到这一点，给我有很多启发。
About 3 years ago, I was at Singapore and I listened to a message that Brother Dana gave regarding this, and it really revealed something to me.
他就讲到主是道路。
And he also spoke about that Jesus is the way.
他提到这条道路有两个特性。
And that there are two characteristics of this way.
头一个特性就是这条路当我们跟随主的时候是窄路。
The first,
我们而且是越走越窄。
The first characteristic of this way is that it is very narrow. And the more you walk upon it, the more narrow it becomes.
但是窄到一个地步就是主那么宽，比主不会宽一寸，也比主不会窄一寸。当你真正的看到这条路就是主的时候，
And when you walk upon this way and you realize that this way is the Lord, that it is not more narrow than the Lord or more broad than the Lord,
然后它第二个特性就 kick in 就开始。
And then the second characteristic will kick in, it will begin.
你就在发现，当你这样认定只有主主自己就是这条路的时候，你就发现这条路就开始你感觉上越走越宽。
And when you realize that this way is the Lord, as you walk upon it more and more, this path, this way becomes more and more broad.
不知道弟兄姊妹你领不领会我的意思，说我们都是走窄路，今天吴弟兄来讲我们要走宽路，是不是传异端呢？
I don't know if brothers and sisters understand me. We know that this way is narrow, and here Brother Wu is saying that as you walk upon this way, it becomes more broad. Is he speaking something heretical?
当然，我们先从第一个特性开始。
Of course, we must start from the first characteristic.
在马太福音7:13-14，我们很熟悉的话。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, it is a passage we're very familiar with.
他说：“你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡的。”那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生的，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it, for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it.
这个很清楚，说如果引到灭亡的，那个门是宽的，路是大的。引到永生的呢，那个门是窄的，路是小的。
It's very clear here. The way that leads to destruction is broad, but the way to life is narrow.
我们在这里很清楚地认识到一个点。
We're very clear in understanding this one
point. 今天我们跟从主。
That in following the Lord.
我们实在是走窄路。
That yes, we're walking upon a narrow way.
而且不单单属世的人发觉我们走的路窄。
And not only do people of the world find that the way we are walking upon is narrow.
甚至真正我们要体贴神的心意，甚至来基督教里面，甚至有很多信主的人都觉得你们这路是不是走太窄了一点。
even the people who are in the world of Christianity, if you truly care about the things upon the heart of our Lord Jesus, upon the heart of God, they will ask you, is the way you're walking upon too narrow?
今天我们看到我们在地上，哦，人今天是欢喜快乐，不知道现在年轻人可能礼拜天啊，这么多人坐在这里啊，感谢主啊，很可爱。你们没有去看电视，看这个什么姓林的在打篮球现在。
We know regarding things of this world, we're very thankful that the young people are here. They're all sitting here. You're not watching TV. You're not watching this person last name of Lin who's playing basketball.
我就发现你们在这里聚会很多。
I realize that you have many meetings here.
我礼拜五到了这里。
I arrived on Friday.
晚上就开始聚会。
And then we started from the evening. We started having meetings.
这个常弟兄说，你最少讲两个小时。
And Brother Tang says that you must speak at least 2 hours.
然后聚完会以后还有问题的时间。
And then after the gathering, we're going to have time of question and answers.
我实在感谢主，看到这些年轻人很可能。
And I really thank the Lord. The young people, they had a great desire.
我说没有问题，你们不够，我不怕晚，因为我是加州的时间比你们早两个小时。
And I says, no problem, because I still have a jet lag. I'm ahead of you 2 hours, so no problem.
但是第二天早上。
But the next morning. We had another gathering.
8:30.
At 8:30 a.m.
我一看就是我们6:30.
And I looked, it's my 6:30 a.m.
哎呀，感谢赞美主。
The thank and praise the Lord.
我迟到，刚才弟兄姊妹都没有迟到。
I was late. Nobody else was late.
礼拜六晚上还有聚会。
And there's another meeting Saturday night.
哦，感谢赞美主。我一看买了这么多福音。
And thank and praise the Lord, I saw that there were so many gospel friends.
今天早上说九点钟要到这里祷告。
And this morning, I heard that we have to gather at 9 o'clock to pray.
我就看到，我们这些人，我们觉得跟弟兄姊妹聚在一起是喜乐。
And so I find that for us to gather with the saints, it's a joy.
但是别人看我们
，But others look at us.
路太窄了。
Others look at us and say, "Your way is so narrow."
哦，你们很多事情都不做，就是跟从耶稣啊，这耶稣迷了。
You don't do anything else, but you just follow Jesus. You're stuck on Jesus.
你知不知道什么叫做基督徒？基督徒就应该叫做基督迷。
But do you know what a true Christian is? A Christian is focused on Christ.
你就看到吗？你在哪个角度来看？如果从世人的角度来讲，我们能够是。
From different perspectives, if you are to look at us through the perspective of the world, yes, we're too narrow.
不单单你星期六晚上睡觉要早一点，因为第二天早上要掰饼聚会。感谢主，看那弟兄姊妹都很准时啊。
On Saturday nights, you have to go to bed early so that you could be on time. And thank the Lord, many are on time on Sunday mornings here.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你真正的跟随主啊，你会发现你连结婚的对象都窄。
And that if you truly follow the Lord, you find that to choose your mate that way is narrow too.
那人看为我们是走窄路。
So people see us walking upon this narrow way.
我们也真正的是走窄路。
And yes, it is a narrow way.
今天这个世界是讲到和谐社会。
Today, the world, they're talking about a world that tolerates everything.
对对对对，就包，样样都要包容的。
You want to tolerate everything.
说你们基督徒呢，是最排外的。
But for you Christians, you are the most exclusive.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真正认识耶稣是道路、真理、生命的话
，However, if you truly believe and know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life,
从世人的角度来讲，我们的的确确要走这条窄路。
From the perspective of people of the world, yes, it's a narrow way.
因为我主的话是那样清楚的告诉我们
，Because His word is so clear in telling us.
除他以外，别无拯救。因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救。
Apart from His name, there is no other name under heaven that has been given among man, which by which we must be saved.
今天在世界上的宗教，甚至很多基督教里面的人都说：“哎呀，我们要包容哦，我们要和谐。天主教什么教？哎，我们大家条条大路通罗马嘛。”
People in this world, as well as there are many Christians who would say, "We want to love everybody. We want to be harmonious and tolerate everything, whether you are Muslim or Christian." All roads lead to Rome, doesn't it?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在真理的里面，主的话就是那样的绝对，就是那样的，甚至人看为拍他。
But God's word is that absolute. And if you live in that reality, you'll find that there is no other way.
因为只有借着他，若不借着他，没有人能到父那里去。
Because if it were not from him, nobody can go to him.
今天我们看到基督教里面所谓的包容，所谓的和谐，连同性恋，连罪恶都包容在里面。
Even in Christianity today, we see that because of this love or this tolerance, they even accept homosexuals.
所以我们今天要跟随主，我们一定要有一个付代价、走窄路的心智。
So today, if you want to follow the Lord, you must pay the price and have the attitude that you want to walk the narrow way.
最近我们在教会里面弟兄姊妹一起来读一本书，叫做《属天国的教会》（Pilgrim Church）。
Recently, we've been reading a book together in our fellowship called Pilgrim Church.
我们就看到，其实，在历世历代，真正体贴神心意的人，甚至在信主的人当中，都是少数。
We see that in ages past, those who truly wanted to consider the things upon the heart of God, they were few.
你不要以为现在在中国，哦，现在改革，现在开放，现在目宽一点。我们要成为基督教的主流，我告诉你，真正体贴神心意，永远不会是基督教的主流。
Don't think that in China, because there is reform, the doors are opening a little bit wider, that there are many who follow the Lord. Do not think that way. It is still very difficult.
因为我们不会成为 mainstream 的 Christianity, 真正体贴神心意。
Because we are not those who are just simply mainstream Christianity.
因为跟随主、走主道路的人，永远。
Because all those who follow the Lord, follow the way of the Lord, it is a narrow way.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当我们真正的甘心乐意走上这条路的时候。
But as we willingly and voluntarily follow this way.
但是我们真正的看到主耶稣的确只有他是我的道路，是我，是真，这个真理还有个意思，啊，是真实的。
As we see that Jesus truly is the way, and He is the truth, He is reality.
主以外，告诉你，其他这些东西都不是真实的，你们知不知道？
Then all things apart from Christ, do you know that those things are not true?
你看看他，没有生命的。
Apart from Him, there is no life.
当你真正的这样来看到，你甘心乐意拣选，你走上这条路的时候，
When you see it and you voluntarily follow this way.
弟兄姊妹，你走上去的时候，你就发现，原来这条路在你来讲并不窄。
Then when you really follow upon this way, you realize it's not narrow.
为什么
？Why？
哥罗西书里面告诉我们说，基督是一切，又住在一切之内。Christ is all and in all.
Because in Colossians it tells us that Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切、啊、
Christ is all.
你需要什么
So what do you need?
他就是什么
That is what
如果你这个人真正的是走在主的道路上
If you truly walk upon the Lord's way
如果你真正甘心乐意耶稣基督做你的道路真理生命的时候
And when you voluntarily choose Jesus to be your life, your way, the truth and the life
基督是一切又在一切以内你所要的都在他里面呢，弟兄姊妹。
And because Christ is all and in all, everything you want and need is in Him.
你所需要的，在他以外，当然有很多很多东西，但那些东西对你来讲都不是真理，都不是真实的。
And all things that are apart from Him, it is not true.
在他以外都不是有生命的，不能存到永远的。
Apart from Him, there are things that are temporal. They will not last into eternity.
在他以外，人看了有很多的路，但是对于我们来讲，没有路，那不是路。
Apart from Him, people may find that there are many other ways, but to us, it's not the way.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里，你们在他里面也得过丰盛。
Because in Him, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. In Him, we have been made complete.
弟兄姊妹，哦，我就领会吧。我们的弟兄讲到这条路有第二个特性开始。
And so now I understood when my brother shared that now the second part characteristic of the way has begun.
一开始我们觉得孤单，我们觉得要付很多的代价，我们觉得这条路太窄了。
At the beginning, we find that it is very narrow. It is very difficult. We have to pay a price and it's too narrow.
走上去，当你甘心乐意走上去的时候。
But when you voluntarily follow upon this way.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得这条路不窄啊。
Then brothers and sisters, we realize that this way is not narrow.
我们在主里面享受基督是我们的一切，一切的丰盛都在基督里面，我们在他里面多么丰盛。
Because Christ is in all, and He is all. Everything that we need, all abundance is in Him.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看到这条路吗
Do you see this way?
你认同这条路吗
Do you know this way?
你有没有走上这条路呢
Have you walked upon this way?
如果你真的走上去的时候，你里面就看到为什么这些年长的弟兄们，他们没有忧愁。
Now,
有人觉得你什么，你死都不怕，什么都不怕了，有没有忧愁了？
Now you can understand why the elderly brothers, they are not troubled even when they meet death.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们的眼睛里面的眼睛明不明亮
Today, are our inner eyes, are they clear?
但路加福音那里说你们的眼睛是身上的灯你的眼睛若嘹亮全身就光明眼睛若昏花全身就黑暗
In Luke, it says, the eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is single, your whole body also is full of light. And when it is bad, your body also is full of darkness.
你有没有听到我们的姊妹读英文？这个是 King James 里面的翻译。他说，你的眼睛若嘹亮，他说，你的眼睛若 single, 单一。
The version that I used here is King James. The eye is the lamp of your body when your eye is single.
弟兄姊妹。你全身就明亮。
Then your whole body is full of light.
今天我们的问题是在哪里
？Today, where's our problem?
今天我们里面不明亮，我们灵里面不明亮，我们不够苏醒，我们不够警醒。
In our spirits, we do not have light. We are not watchful.
是因为我们眼睛不够专一，不够single在主的身上。
Because our eyes are not single enough upon our Lord Jesus.
如果你真是甘心乐意拣选耶稣做你的道路，做你认为真实真理，做你的生命的话。
Because today, if you voluntarily, willingly choose the Lord to be your way, to be your truth, and to be your life,
你眼睛就明亮，你全身就光明。
Then your eyes will be bright and single, and your whole body will be full of light.
你虽然世人，甚至一些基督教的人，看你们这条路，哇，真是很可怜的，走得这么窄呀。
Even if people of the world look upon you, even those other Christians who look at you and say, oh, how pitiful your way is so narrow.
但是你里面不单只喜乐，不单只满足，你还觉得主给你的境界是何等的宽阔。
You will find that inside of you, you are full of peace, you are full of satisfaction, and that the way inside of you is very broad.
好像我们弟兄选的诗歌的一样。
Just like the hymn that our brother selected.
如果你的目的是主自己的话。
If your goal is God Himself.
如果你真是能够 focus 的很准啊，就像那个傻瓜相机下来一摁就准了。
If you can focus just like those very simple cameras that you just press a button and it focuses for you.
你里面不但眼睛明亮，全身就光明。
Not only are your eyes single and clear, but your whole body is full of light.
所以求主真是叫我们有一个单一的心。
So we ask the Lord that we would have a single heart.
在过去两年，我每年都有机会到安徽去看望一些家庭聚会的服侍主的人。
In the last 2 years, I've been given the opportunity to go to a province in China,
安徽
to visit those who serve the Lord.
特别是在安徽北边那一带，弟兄姊妹，如果你知道呢，安徽是最穷的一个省，北边是安徽省里面最穷的地方。
And we know that this province is a very poor place. And I go to the east side and
northern
side, and it is the poorest part of the province.
他们早上，你知道中国尤其是农村性的聚会啊， 去了以后都是早上五点钟起去。
We know that in the gatherings there, particularly those on the farms, that they get up at 5 a.m.
然后六点钟晨更。
And they have morning watch at 6 a.m.
七点钟吃早饭。
Breakfast at 7.
八点钟就开始聚会，一直到晚上。
And they have meetings starting at 8 a.m. until the evening.
那我们这些从外边来的讲员呢，他说你不用那么早起啊，然后你七点钟起来吃早饭就好。
And so for some of us who come from far away to serve, they say that we don't have to get up quite that early, just get up at 7 for breakfast.
但是我里面很不甘心。
But I wasn't quite willing inside.
所以我早上我就五点钟起来。
And so I still got up at 5 a.m.
然后就看到呢，因为你大家吃在那里，聚会在那里，住在那里，什么都在那一个小房子里面的，所以大家就是漱漱口，拿个毛巾擦擦脸。15分钟就搞定了，那5:30还不到就没有事情做嘛，那就去晨更吧。
And so because everybody did everything, their morning devotions, their breakfast, all in that one place, and so as they had to get ready and brushing their teeth, washing their face, they were pretty much done in 15 minutes, and so they started their morning devotion early.
你看我们这边环境太好了，你给他十五分钟啊，洗漱那简直是 impossible。
Because our conditions here are too different and too comfortable to use only 15 minutes, it's difficult.
那五点半就晨更，一直晨更到七点。
And so morning watch was from 5:30 a.m. until 7.
我就发现他们去晨更带什么东西去呢？
And so for morning devotions, what did they bring?
每个人带一小本诗歌。
They brought a small hymnal.
然后每个人拿一卷卫生纸。
And one roll of toilet paper.
就去晨更。
And then they went to morning watch.
大家就跪在那里。
And everybody kneeled there.
我就发现他们是每个人早上在那里清新吐意。
And I realized that every single person, they all... They wept before the Lord. They opened up their heart. They poured out their heart to pray before the Lord. Because I do realize that these brothers and sisters, they have many difficulties. Because many of those who serve the Lord, they are sisters.
而且他们是信主以前就结婚的。
And many of them were married before they came to know the Lord.
所以到直到现在他们的丈夫还没有信主。
And even to this day, their husbands still do not believe in the Lord.
你想是在那种环境底下，他是服侍主的人，在那么贫穷的地方，丈夫还没有信主，你想想那个家里的难处有多大。
And so can you imagine the value of their difficulty that they lived in such a poor place, they served the Lord and their husbands still do not believe in the Lord.
我就发现他们如果没有早上真是清心吐意在主面前遇到主，他们的日子没办法走。
That in the mornings, if they do not pour out their heart before the Lord every morning, then they cannot follow this way.
所以当我跟他们祷告的时候，我就发现为什么他们能够这样单纯的爱主，会聚会从早上一直到晚上，好像都不打瞌睡的。
Then I understood how is it that these brothers and sisters they could get together, and not fall asleep throughout the entire day.
因为他们离开了主，他们过不下日子。
Because apart from the Lord, they cannot continue.
他们在主以外没有路走。
Apart from the Lord, they have no other way.
他们就是这样的迫切的遇到主，主就成为他们里面的供应。
Because they were this desperate before the Lord, the Lord was their provision.
然后他们当中带头的弟兄最后还总结几句。
And so the leading brother among them also made a summary at the end.
他说我们今天来到主的跟前。
That today as we come before the Lord,
要学会三件事。
We need to learn three things.
第一。
First.
我们在主面前要单纯。
We need to be pure before the Lord.
要单一。
We need to be single before the Lord.
第二。
And that's number two.
我们在来到主面前，我们要真。
And also when we come before the Lord, we need to be real.
我们要对主是真实的。
We need to be truly sincere before the Lord. And number three.
我们要学习每一天与主面对面。
That every day we need to be face to face with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在难处的里边的弟兄姊妹，他们能够为主站立，是因为他们是这样专一的，这样单纯的， 这样天天活在与主面对面的里面。
Brothers and sisters, in their difficulty, for them to be able to stand firm and to walk with Him, it is because they are single and pure, focused only upon the Lord.
所以每一次当我去的时候
，So every time I go,
我自己觉得不是我帮助他们，是他们帮助我。
I do not feel that I am helping them. I feel that they are helping me.
因为他们这些单纯、这些绝对、这些付代价，就把人带到与主面对面，把人带到主的跟前。
Because in their purity and in their absolute sacrifice and following the Lord, they bring others before the Lord.
今天我们在这个、哦、这么温暖啊，在 Houston， 在这么好的环境，这个这么宽敞的会所里面。
For us today, as we are in this warm place in Houston, in a broad and very comfortable meeting place.
啊，你们的凳子啊，真是很舒服。
Your chairs are very comfortable. I sat on it.
如果我们还是能够甘心乐意、单一的拣选主耶稣，只有主耶稣做你们的道路、真理、生命的。
If you voluntarily and with a single eye choose the Lord to be your way, your truth, and your life,
你们的脸上的笑容会比现在更多。
Then you will have more smiles than you have now.
你们里面的喜乐会满意。
Because then your joy will be overflowing.
所以我们看到，我们的主就是这条路。
And so we see that our Lord Jesus, He is the way.
所以我们不需要担，不需要忧愁。
So we do not need to be troubled.
不单单我们不需要忧愁。
Not only that.
主还要用我们。
He wants to use us.
我们刚才读过的十二节。
We just read in verse 12.
他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，主耶稣说的啊。”我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
The Lord Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do."
我读到这几节圣经啊，我里面真是觉得有很多的问题啊。
So when I read this passage, I find that I have many questions.
我说，主啊。你所做的事，我们怎么能够做呢
？I say, Lord, the things that you do, how can we do it?
而且下面还说，说，我实实在在告诉你，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。我说，并且要做这比这更大的事。我说，主啊，你做的事情那么伟大，我们能够做比你做的更大的事情？这个圣经有没有印错啊？
I see here that it says, Truly I say to you, the works I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do. And so when I read this, I say, Lord, is this printed wrong?
好、哦、你看这个英文圣经也是这么讲，所以没有错的。
And so because the English translates the same way, there is no mistake.
主做了什么事情？
What has the Lord done?
当我们知道在十字架的救恩上面，我们真是主所做的。我们一点忙都帮不上。
Of course, we know that regarding the work that he has done upon the cross, we could not have helped him out there at all.
在这个救恩上面，都是主一个人完成。
Regarding salvation, the Lord himself did it by himself.
是，我们完全是接受，完全是恩典。
Everything we can only receive totally in grace.
但是在这里说，比如说，我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
But here it says, truly I say to you, for those who believe in me, the works that I do, he will do also.
那我自己的有一点的看法，主给我看见。
And so the Lord revealed a little bit.
主在这里做什么呢
？What is it that the Lord does?
从个宏观的角度来讲，我们就看到他说，主所做的事。乃是他所做的一切，十三节就告诉我们了，就总结了，就是他所做的事是叫父因儿子得荣耀。
So what is it that God does, or what is it that Jesus does? We see that in verse 13 it says, "Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may gain the glory."
而且呢，他说我所做的事，你们也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
And then he also says, because you will do greater things than these.
我们就看到神的儿子在地上，在十字架上， 顺服父的心意，完成了父的旨意。
We see that the Son, when He was on earth, He did accomplish and accomplished everything in full the will of the Father.
父就把他升为至宝。
And so the Father elevated Him on high.
神的独生子完成了神给他的托付，就叫父因他得荣耀。
The only begotten Son had accomplished all of the will of the Father, so the Father gave Him all the glory.
所以天几次两次说开了，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So heaven opened up twice, and a voice came down and said, Behold, this is my son whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
父的心是那样的满意在主耶稣的身上，因为他完成了父的旨意。
The father's heart was fully satisfied upon his son because his son fully accomplished his will.
当神的旨意完成的时候，那个带出荣耀。
And so when the father's will is completely done or accomplished, then it will bring glory.
我们今天是神的众子。
Today we are the sons of God.
主所做的，我们也要做。
What the Lord has done, we will do also.
叫父在我们身上得荣耀。
So that our Father will gain glory.
不单止这样。
Not only so.
我自己在想。
I thought about it.
神的独生子。在地上完成了神的旨意。
The only begotten son of the Father, he accomplished the will of God.
败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And he also destroyed all the works of the death, of death and the enemy, and he has also harmed the head of the snake, so that the Father would gain glory.
今天我们这群人。
But for us,
是罪人。
We are sinners.
蒙了主的恩典。
We have received grace.
本来是与神的诸约无份无关的人。
Originally, we had nothing to do with his covenant. We were rebellious against him.
但是因着信,
but because of faith,
因着神的恩典,
because of his grace,
叫我们得拯救,
we were saved.
不但是得拯救,
not only saved,
神还要用我们,
he wants to use us.
神要用我们这些专一以拣选耶稣做道路真理生命的人，他要大用我们。
He wants to use us who singly choose him to be our way, the truth and the life. He wants to use us. How does he use us?
他要透过我。神要透过我们
through us
要完成他的计划。
God wants to accomplish his purpose.
要叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人的身上得着称赞。
So that we who are the first to hope in Christ would receive the praise of his glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是更大的事情？
Isn't this an even greater thing?
弟兄姊妹，这是我个人的一点。
This is just what I see personally.
因为在以弗所书第一章九到十二节那里告诉我们神永远的旨意。
In Ephesians chapter 1:9 through 12, we do see God's eternal purpose.
他首先第几节告诉我们说都要他照自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
It says in the first few verses, chapter 9, verse 9, He has made known to us the mystery of His will according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him.
说要照所安排的，在日子满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ.
然后十二节告诉我们。
And then verse 12.
说叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
So that at the very end, the first to hope in Christ would be the praise of his glory.
就是叫神的荣耀能够透过我们彰显出来。
So that God's glory can be manifested through us.
弟兄姊妹，我们每个人，我们的责任是什么呢？
So for all of us, what is our responsibility?
神造人的目的是照着他的形象跟样式造，然后叫我们在地上能够彰显他的荣耀，能够执行他的权柄。
God has created us in His own image so that we can manifest His glory, so that we can show forth His power and authority.
叫我们能够在地上成为他荣耀的彰显，这是神在我们身上的目的，神造人的旨意。
This is the purpose, this is the intention of God in creating us so that we can manifest His glory.
所以圣经里面说，当人犯罪的时候，就告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And so that is why the Bible says that when man sinned, man fell and fell short of his glory.
我以前不明白，我说我们犯罪就犯罪了，跟神的荣耀有什么关系啊？
In the past, I did not.
荣耀差十万八千里。
In the past, I did not understand. If man sinned and fell, they sinned and fell. What does that have to do with God's glory?
原来，神在人身上的旨意是要我们去彰显他的荣耀。
Because originally his purpose was for us to manifest his glory.
当我们犯罪以后。
So after we sin,
我们就没有办法来尽我们的责任，彰显他的荣耀。
There was no way for us to bear our responsibility to manifest His glory.
但是神伟大的救恩。
But through God's amazing salvation,
耶稣基督所做成在我们身上的救恩。
The salvation that our Lord Jesus has done upon us.
不光光是叫我们可以上天堂，不用下地狱。
Not only so that we can just enter into heaven and not go to hell.
神要用我们。
God wants to use us.
神要因着我们来引进国度。
Through us, He wants to bring in the kingdom.
神要因着我们来完成他的旨意。
Through us, He wants to accomplish His purpose.
所以在以弗所书第一章十二节呢，告诉我们说，叫他的荣耀在我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人的身上得着称赞。
And so in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 12, it says, so that we who are the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
今天我们在这里讲基督是我们的道路
When we speak of how Jesus is our way today,
是我们的真理是我们的生命
That he is our truth and he is our life
不光光是说给我们有一条路可以到父那里去
Not only so that we could have a way to go to the Father
当我们真是这样甘心乐意拣选主做我们唯一的道路的时候
When we voluntarily choose him to be our way, our truth and life
我们不单只不用忧愁我们不单只说我们有路走
Not only are we no longer sad and troubled to say we have a way now
神在我们身上也有路走
Now God also has a way in us
不单单神在我们身上有路走
Not only has God a way in us
神的旨意在地上就找到通路了
God also has a way for his purpose on earth
你知道今天万物劳苦叹息是等候神的众子显出来
Do you know that creation groans and travails today to wait for the sons of God to be revealed?
因为人的堕落叫万物都落在叹息的里面
You know that after the fall of all mankind all creation is sighing in travail
神的旨意在地上不能够通行
God cannot have a way in this world
但是神是定义照着他荣耀的旨意来执行的神
God has a purpose who works all things in the counsel of his will to have a way. He has chosen you and me.
他用主的爱激励我们。
He has encouraged, constrained us with his love.
他用圣灵感动我们。
He has moved us with his spirit.
他用他的福音拯救我们。
He has saved us with his gospel.
他用生命圣灵的能力在我们里面工作。
Now through the spirit of life, he now works in us.
叫我们甘心乐意。单一的拣选他做我们的道路
so that we would voluntarily with one eye choose him to be our way
不单只叫我们没有忧愁
not only so that we would no longer be troubled
而且叫我们的主他能够透过我们完成他的旨意
but our Lord through us now he can accomplish his will
他怎么完成的
how can he do it
他的儿子在地上所做的一切叫父因儿子得荣耀
Because the Son while he was on earth everything that he did he gave glory to the Father
今天主说我所做的事信我的人也要做并且要做比这更大的事情
And so the Lord says he who believes in me the works that I do he will do also and greater work than this
儿子独生儿子在地上完成了神的救恩
The only begotten Son of GodHe had accomplished salvation.
但是神的旨意还没有完完全全的成就。
But God's will had not been completely accomplished.
因为万物还在劳苦叹息的。
Because all creation is still in sighing and groaning.
但是神的旨意要完成。
But God's will be done.
怎么完成
?How?
就是有一天。
That is one day.
当他可以在我们身上得荣耀的时候
When he can gain glory from us
当神的众子就是教会长大成人的时候
when all the sons of God, and that is a church, when it matures into full maturity,
当我们满有基督长成的身量的时候，
when we have filled, been grown to the full image, full stature of Christ,
这神的荣耀从我们在身上得着称赞的时候，
and when God's glory can receive all the praise of His glory,
神的旨意就完成，
then His purpose is accomplished.
主耶稣就会再来，
then Jesus will come again.
所以我读到这里，
so when I read here,
哎呀，我说我明白了，
I said I understood.
什么叫比这更大的事情？
So what is this greater works than these?
叫我们这些神的仇敌悖逆的人，叫神在我们身上，因着我们对他独单一的拣选，叫他的荣耀从我们身上彰显出来。
That we who are sinners, who are rebellious against God, that He has chosen us, when we voluntarily with a single eye choose Him, that He will manifest His glory through us.
就引进国度。
This will bring in the kingdom.
引进新天新地。
This will bring in the new heaven and the new earth.
神的旨意。就完成。
Then His will will be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里付代价跟从主。
Brothers and sisters, today we pay the price to follow Him.
在过程的里面。
In this process.
可能有忧愁，可能有眼泪。
Perhaps there may be sadness, trouble, and tears.
可能有误会。
There may be misunderstandings.
可能有很多的难处。
There may be many difficulties.
但是我们感谢主，
But we thank the Lord.
我们是为了神的荣耀的目的，为了基督身体的建立，我们在这里甘心乐意的拣选这条道。
We willingly choose this way for His purpose and for His body to reach full maturity.
在这条过程的里面，
In this process,
一开始可能是有一点孤单，一开始可能是觉得哦有一点眼泪。
Perhaps just at the beginning, you may feel you're very lonely, it's very narrow, and it's very difficult, there may be tears.
我再讲，
I say again,
当你甘心乐意走在这条路上的时候，
when you willingly choose to walk upon this way,
你就在这条路上遇到你的主，
you will meet your Lord on this way.
主就满足了你一切的需要。
The Lord will satisfy all your needs.
当你真正遇到主的时候，你就说：“主啊，你实在是一切，你实在是一切的丰富。”
When you meet the Lord, you will say, "Lord, you truly are all, and you are all abundance."
你为了主的缘故，你所摆上的，我觉得我们不配说是牺牲。
And so, when you truly meet the Lord, all that you have given up to pay the cost, you find I am not worthy to pay this cost.
今天我们看历世历代神所重用的人，
we see that all the people that God has used throughout all generations,
他们为主的摆上，叫我们很得激励。
All of the sacrifices that people have made, we are encouraged.
但是当你问他们的时候，
but when you ask them,
当你问殉道者的时候，
when you ask the martyrs,
他们不觉得苦，
they do not find it to be suffering.
他们不觉得代价重。
They do not find it to be too heavy of a cost.
摆上什么东西，因为觉得他摆上这一点，谈不上牺牲，因为主给了我太多。
They cannot say that they have counted anything to be too much because the Lord has given us so much more.
因为在这条路上，
because on this way,
基督满足了你一切的需要。
Jesus has met all your needs.
你就不觉得孤单，你就不觉得窄。
So you do not feel that it is lonely. You do not feel that it is narrow.
你觉得喜乐，你觉得满足。
You find joy and satisfaction.
当你真正看到基督身体的见证。
When you see the truly the testimony of the body.
当你看真正看到教会建造的重要。
And when you see the importance of the testimony of the body.
当你真正看到当神的众子显出来的时候，就是主再来的时候。
And that when you see the revealing of all the sons, and that is when the Lord Jesus will return.
但你真正看到，当主在我们身上得着荣耀的时候，就是万有在基督里面同归于一的时候。
And when you see that all the summing up of Christ is when everything is met, is coming together in us.
你说这个代价好像算不得什么。
Then you will find that this price is not much.
当我们这样看见的。
When we see this,
不单指我们里面满了恩典，
not only do we receive so much grace,
更宝贵的是主要 用我们。
But even more precious, the Lord will use us.
主说，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
Because the Lord says, the things that I do, those who believe me, they will do these works too.
并且做比这更大的事情。
And greater works than these he will do.
那更大的事情，就是神的旨意完全的成就。
The greater works is the accomplishment of his will.
但愿我们里面都有这样的爱慕。
May we all have the same desire.
叫我们成为那荣耀的器皿。
So that we can be that glorious vessel.
叫我们真是愿意叫父因我们得荣耀。
So that the Father through us may gain glory.
所以求主真是叫我们里面也看见。
So may the Lord truly allow us to see.
所以主说，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
And so the Lord says, if not through me, no one can come to the Father.
父家那是最满。
In the Father's house is the place of most satisfaction.
在父家里面，我们才真正的没有忧愁。
Because in the Father's house, there we will have no trouble.
求主用着这些话来帮助我们。
May the Lord use these words to help us.
求主用这些话来激励我们。
May these words encourage us.
叫我们都愿意投身在神这荣耀的见证里面。
So that we all be willing to cast everything into His testimony.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你的话是那样清楚的明亮告诉我们。
Your word is so clear in telling us.
你说我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事情。
That if those who believe in me, they will do the works that I do, and even greater works these
will do. 我们实在明白不过来，你怎么样能够拣选像我们这样败坏不堪的人。
Lord, we cannot understand how you have chosen us who are so corrupt.
但是你在基督里面已经定义也要做成这件事情。
But in Christ, you have already purposed to do all these things.
但愿我们每个人都甘心乐意，就是单单的拣选你做我们的道路、真理和生命。
May we all willingly, with a single eye, choose you to be our life, our truth, and way.
走到这条荣耀的道路上面。
So as we walk upon this glorious way,
成为神荣耀的彰显,
that we may be to the praise of His glory,
催促主自己的再来,
to hasten your return,
让众子显出来,
so that all sons may be revealed,
叫万物脱离劳苦叹息,
that all creation may no longer groan and sigh,
荣耀的旨意能够完成,
so God's internal purpose can be accomplished.
谢谢你这样的拣选我们,
thank you for choosing us,
谢谢你把这样的话给我们,
thank you for giving us these words,
求主帮助我们。Lord, 让我们能够走上这条路。
Please help us so that we could walk upon this way.
是甘心乐意的走上。
So that we could walk willingly.
祝福你自己的话。
Bless your own words.
祝福在这里的见证。
Bless the testimony here.
愿一切的荣耀都归给我们的主。
That all glory be given to our Lord.
感恩祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We give thanks and we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.